Welcome to day two of our 21-day healing journey. We're going to take a moment to put our eyes, our faith and our focus in the love, grace and goodness of our God. So be still, try to switch off from the busyness around you. Take a moment to shift the focus from whatever is going on in your room, in your mind, in your body, and place your focus in the healing power of Jesus. Today, I want you to focus on the fact that no matter what you face, Jesus cares. And not only does he care, but he came to save and to heal. The Bible tells us in Acts 10, chapter 38, that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. And with that power, Jesus went about doing good and healing all. See, the thing is, God's power was given to Christ, not just so that we could see the power of God, but that we could experience the power of God. The Bible tells us when Jesus saw people in need, he was moved with compassion. Today, in your circumstance, Christ sees you. He sees what you're facing. He sees what you're fearing. He sees how you're feeling. And he's moved with compassion. And that compassion moves him to move towards you with the purpose of healing and wholeness. See, Jesus' anointing was not just about preaching and teaching, but his anointing was about changing people's circumstances. Today, if you're ill, sick, facing a disease, feeling oppressed or depressed, Christ wants to do a healing work in you. All we have to do is receive. Having faith in Jesus is not about knowing a lot of scripture or being a good Christian, but simply coming to him and seeing him as the answer to your problem. Let's pray this prayer together today and receive healing in your body, in your mind, and in your life. Father, we thank you for your precious child. Today, as they suffer, you desire to heal. We bring our needs, we bring our cares, we bring our stresses to you, and we declare that as we place our faith in you, Jesus, we can receive healing today in Jesus' name. Receiving communion is a powerful moment, and we encourage you to take a bread or cracker, water or juice around you. Even in a hospital room, you can use some of the food set aside and the water set aside as a powerful moment to receive communion. And communion is about placing your faith for your healing in the broken body of Jesus, for your forgiveness in the blood of Jesus, placing your focus on what Jesus has done for you. As you receive communion, reflect powerfully that no matter what you face, Jesus is greater. His love for you is greater, and he so desires to see you healthy and whole. Now I'd like to pray a blessing over you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and show you his grace and give you peace.